造
那第一啊，科学不能给人做出道德判断。
First, science will not make a person able to make moral judgment.
各位懂道德判断吗？什么是对，什么是错
？So moral judgment is about what is right, what is wrong.
因为这个对错的标准是跟人的良心有关系。
Because the standards of right and wrong has got to do with human conscience.
你的良跟我的良不一样。
Your good and my good is different.
对，所以呢，良有一些人呢，在这个情况，那这个绝对不可以。有些人说 ，It's okay.、
Some people think that certain things definitely cannot, but others think it's all right.
我们如果有在医院做工的人，我们都会知道，我们常常会面对的，就是人得到绝症，最后快要结束生命的，但是还没有死。
So those of us working in the hospital, we know there's people with terminal illness, but they have yet to pass away.
但是这个脑死了。
But their brain is already dead.
那所以现在呢，医学应该说这个是死了，要应该要拔管了嘛，哈。
So in the medical science, they say this is considered dead, so you should pull the plug on the person.
那就是不可以，不可以拔，
So some people they reject pulling out the life support.
就不能了，就拔了，就让他走了，好了。
But the doctor just said you just pull the life support and let the person depart.
所以就良心的问题，对不对？道德的问题。
So this is an issue of conscience, of morals.
那你在西方国家去的时候呢？如果你虐待一只狗，人家告你。
So in the Western country, if you ill-treat a dog, they will sue you.
那我到东北去的时候呢，那边牧师来，我请你吃狗肉。
But in China, they actually treated me to eat dog meat.
吃狗肉，哎，为什么你们这么残忍啊？
So why are they so cruel?
No, 这个吃狗肉真的太冷，零下二十度，吃了身体温啊，你能够活下去啊。
But their concept is eating dog meat can give us warmth in the body in this cold winter time, place.
这个道德判断是科学不能跟你讲，没有办法给你答案的。每个人都不一样。
So science cannot give you moral judgment because it differs from person to person.
那另外一个呢？科学没有办法解答的就是什么是美
And the next thing is science cannot tell you what is aesthetic, what is beauty.
你爱不爱美
Are you vain? Do you like beauty?
那我们讲美的时候，这个世界很多东西都美。
There's many beautiful things in this world.
这个风景很美。
This scenery is very beautiful.
这幅画很美。
This art piece is very pretty.
哇，这个女人很美。
And this woman is very pretty.
这个女人怎么美呢？
How is this woman pretty?
她的腰就是25而已哦。
She has very slim
waist. 然后她的鼻子很翘的哦。
And she has very pointed nose.
哇，这个真美。
And this is considered beauty.
谁说这个就是美？
But who says so?
谁说鼻子扁不美啊？
Who says that you have a flat nose is not beauty?
很多鼻子扁的都美啊。
There's many people with flat nose.
我们这里很多丰满的都很美啊。
And many people who are plump and they are beautiful.
哎，你不懂什么叫美啊。
So you don't know what is beautiful.
科学也不懂什么叫美。
Science cannot define what is beauty.
但是美重要不重要啊，弟兄姐妹
？But is beauty important?
当然重要了。
Of course.
所以科学没有办法。
So science have no way to tell
us. 所以想了想了，所以现在要给人整容啊。
So now we have a lot of plastic surgeries.
所以这个也可以规划在医学里面吗
？So this maybe is part of the branch of medical science.
我们不知道，对不对
？We do not know that.
有些人为了美不要吃哦。
Some people because of beauty they go on diet.
不要吃瘦就美吗
Does it mean that if you are slim, that means you are beautiful?
科学不能跟你说这，科学只说这个不健康啊。
Science cannot tell you that, but science can only tell you that that is unhealthy.
你再不吃就得到厌食症了。
If you do not eat, you get anorexia.
可以了解吗？所以这个我刚才说什么？第一啊，就道德判断没有办法给予各位。
So science,
另外一个是什么？最美的定义没有办法给予。
So science cannot define moral judgment for you, nor can science define beauty for us.
那还有另外一个东西，科学不能解决的，就是科学不能再创造。
Another thing is another problem of science is that it cannot recreate.
科学可以防止有一些害处或者有一些问题恶化。或者它能够促进有一些功能，但是不能再创造。
Science may be able to prevent certain harms or make certain improvement, but it cannot recreate.
科学告诉你，你吃这个 vitamin， 你运动照顾身体，这个是你防止老化。
Science tells you that if you eat certain vitamins, you exercise, you take care of your body, you can prevent aging.
但是你的细胞老了就是老了。
But your cells age; they will suddenly age.
不能返老还童的，对不对
？You cannot become young again.
你的脑细胞就死了，就死了。
If your brain cells are dead, it is they are dead.
不能再活起来的。
They cannot come alive.
你们要知道所以科学 不能再创造的。
So science cannot recreate.
当然，科学有很多好处。
Of course, there are many benefits of science.
这个牛的 DNA 很好。
The DNA of a cow is very good.
它的牛奶很营养。
So the milk is very nutritious.
所以呢，我们繁殖多生产这样的，给它交配，生出这样的牛
So make more of such DNA and good quality milk.
那好吃的牛肉，健康的牛奶
Good beef and healthy milk.
Delicious beef. 那然后，但是呢，这个如果这个动物或者人的这个 DNA 它的 genes 坏了就没有办法再复修的。
But if this animal's DNA or genes is have already spoiled or broke down, there's no way you can recreate.
所以为什么人这么怕有一些绝症，特别是 cancer 绝症癌症？
And that's why humans are very afraid of certain terminal illness, especially cancer.
因为这个是这个基因细胞的变质来的
Because this is a mutation of cells.
A genetic disorder.
And it's a kind of genetic disorder.
Yeah, 对，这很难这是细胞变质了。
So there's a mutation of the cells.
所以呢，好像 Down syndrome， 孩子知道。这些是医学不能解决的东西。
So science cannot resolve certain problems like Down syndrome.
为什么？因为它不能再创造了。
Why? Because it cannot recreate.
各位弟兄姐妹，然后呢？最后你会知道，医学有一样东西，当然我们都知道，它不能给我们有关宗教信仰的见解。
And of course, we also know that science cannot give us religious understanding.
因为刚才我就说了，当我们讲宗教信仰的时候呢，有很多超自然的经历。
So when we talk about religion, there's a lot of supernatural encounters.
这是科学不能解释的东西。
And these are what science cannot explain.
所以从这个地方